Sports Jolly, thanks for having me on. Firstly, as she's just good, it's good news for us, Jolly, in this country that you know, the likes of Italy and France, and especially Hungary and Poland, stepped up to the mark. And you know, at least we have a bit of time now to look to January to do a bit more lobbying and see can something be done about it. I suppose our biggest disappointment, Jolly, is our own. I suppose our own MEPs and our own government, they're letting us down here, Jolly, to be fair. Look, they're sitting on the on the ditch and on this one. Look, I don't know, the likes of, I suppose, it reminds me of the likes of David Clifford kicking a pint and he's throwing a bit of grass up in the air and see which way the wind is blowing. It's just very disappointing. Simon Harris yesterday was asked a question in the Dáil, yes or no to Mercosur. And he went around the roundabout a couple of times about problems for governments and all that, and he didn't say no. So I just think it's very, very disappointing for farmers that are doing their best on the ground. And I suppose just a bit of background, Jerry, on the Mercosur deal. What it means, I suppose, to us, and what it means is that, you know, going into the likes of Brazil and Argentina at the moment, it is Mercosur countries, there is tariffs from Europe going in. So the likes of the cars are 35% as of a tariff. The wine is 35%, cheese is 28%, and machinery is 20%. So the reality here is we're sort out for big business. We're going to be sort out for big business if it goes ahead.
Jason, I understand what you're saying, and I know what your concerns are, and the key concerns as outlined yesterday in our talks of farmers, whether it's Belgian or French or Irish or anybody else, that they are concerned about the standards in these countries. Now, these tariffs won't go overnight. Okay, 15 years is the timeline for the reduction in the tariffs. And what would you say? Sure, farming has concerns. Ye have concerns. But Simon Harris and this government have more than farming to think about. And the European Union has more than farming to think about. There are exporters and other industries who are absolutely furious that this has been delayed at the last minute after 20 years because they fear the reality of a situation whereby the US is closing down markets and European shoppers or European companies need new markets now. We'll be at the mercy of Donald Trump if we don't open up a different way of doing business for the European economy. What would you say to that argument?
Jory, look, if it was a level playing field, I'd 100% agree with you. But it's not a level playing field we're dealing with here. You see last week where there was a recall of frozen beef from Brazil. I think it was over in Italy. Where there was hormones found, banned hormones found in the beef. And these hormones are banned, right, in Europe since 1981, right? And there's three main points here in relation to European standards, what they pride themselves on in Brussels. Animal welfare, right? Food safety and transparency, right? Which they fail in all three, right? In relation, it's well documented, and to Mark Spock from IFA and Adam Woods from the Farmer Journal, and a few more were over, where they were freely buying.
That wouldn't necessarily happen overnight. The tariffs wouldn't disappear on the 1st of January if this deal was signed. It's a 15-year process. And I'd imagine there's something in the deal to try and raise standards coming in and test foodstuffs coming in, that it wouldn't one day and the other day.
But the reality here, Jerry, is if the floodgates open here, right, this unregulated beef coming into Brussels, coming into Europe, and if the floodgates open here, there's 200,000 ton agreed on already, and they're trying to open up for another 100,000 now. I think enough is enough. We don't have to be world leaders in everything. Do you know what I mean? You know, in relation to regulation, there are all the regulation coming into this country, and we seem to be streaks ahead of every other country in relation to, I suppose, what we're doing around the environment and biodiversity and all that. And when it comes to food security here and in relation to, you know, animal welfare, food safety and transparency, we're lagging away behind, for the simple fact is we should be coming out here and calling it as it is. And I'd be calling on our own two ministers, especially in the county, and our own MEP, to step up here now and call it out. Because, to be fair, everyone seems to be talking about a block and about food safety and all that. But where's the accountability? There has to be accountability here from these countries.
What about the idea that, and it seems to be down from that news report there, it's down to Giorgia Meloni looking for assurances for Italian farmers. What do you think is going to happen next? Will she get those assurances by January? Like I said, there are bigger issues as well as farming. Even that's a very big issue and very important for our industry. And there are concerns over the size of the countries we're talking about here in terms of Brazil's strength in terms of agriculture. But that the deal may well be done by January if another few guarantees or safety measures and protections are introduced.
But sure, that seems to be the buzzword around at the moment, Jerry, is safety measures coming in. We don't know what them safety measures are. There's a lot of talk in the Dáil about safety measures and about joining. Look,
Jason, it's not the Dáil. The Dáil, in effect, doesn't matter here. It's the European Commission. This is where it'll be decided. And it'll be decided by all countries. I understand that, Charlie,
but we have to start in our own corner first, right, Charlie? There's no point pointing over in Brussels when we are lagging away behind here. We're sitting on the ditch here on this one, be it all politicians, be it MEPs or in Dublin, they're sitting on the ditch on it. And I think we're calling on Leash Lord Taoiseach and Simon Harris to step up to the mark here and come out and say no to Mercosur. And that's all we're calling for, and support family farms on the ground. Because is that realistic, Jason?
After 20 years, at the last minute, for the government to turn around and say, do you know what? No, we don't want any part of this. Let's just collapse the whole thing.
No, that's not what we're talking about here, Jerry. Like, we're talking about supporting the likes of French, Hungary and Poland and the likes of Italy that are looking for safeguards. The proof is in the detail, and we don't have a whole pile of detail on what safeguards are talking about at the minute. So I think the reality here is enough is enough at the moment. We're very welcome that it's pushed back, and we have a chance after in January now to work on it and see can our government step up to the mark and I'm worried. That's all I'm worried about, Charlie, to be fair, from our side of it. We can't dictate what goes on outside in Brussels or with Germany or any other big business like the likes of the cars
or wines
Germany or whatever.
And Spain are in favour of it. They want it over the line for their industries. Looks like Poland, France, Belgium have concerns, and Italy are the key one. And there would be enough if Ireland went on board as well, but there would be enough to put together a minority bloc to stop the deal, if that's what the concern is. So that's where things stand at the moment in terms of whether it'll work or not, or whether it'll happen.
But Charlie, if your missus went into the shop in the morning and brought home a bit of beef in Brazil, right? And how would you feel sitting down to when there's banned substances being brought into the European Union? Do you know what? That's these hormones. So I mean, the reality here, Jerry, is we're looking at food safety, and that's the priority here. And what I'd be saying is support. You know, we're producing the beef in this country, and support us on the ground and cut the regulation. And that's what I'd be calling for, Joy.
What do you mean by cut the regulation?
The regulation we have to go through in this. I suppose, as I said in the start, I mean, it's not a level playing field here. We're in Premier League when it comes to producing beef, meat and lamb and poultry in this country. And the likes of Brazil and these Mercosur countries are way down, Division 5 and 6. Until they get up to our standards, I mean, they should not be lifted. The beef, Brazilian beef or Argentinian beef should not be lifted into this country, or into the European Union, in my eyes. Sorry.
All right, Jason, listen, it resumes at a date yet to be specified in January. We'll see what happens with that and see if there are safety guarantees that come through or what countries decide to do in the absence of those. But thanks very much for giving your view this morning.
That's Jason. One more thing. I just on the small businesses, Jerry, there in rural areas, I suppose, look, we have a scenario in the likes of Skartiglinde where the shop is closing, the post office in Cardiff is closing. We have a shop in Cora that's closing, and we have, I suppose, I heard in our show the other day where we have, I suppose, the community holding the post office in Affer to open, right? So look, I suppose what I'd be calling for here is more support for local communities and for these grocery stores or even the small bars as well in the rural areas. We have, and I suppose, the funding is there already because we have 6.1 million coming into the partnerships, be it South or not. So I'd be calling on, I suppose, the partnerships and our two ministers in the county to direct that money toward businesses that are there already. Because, look, there is a lot of money going out to meal sheds, and which is welcome and all that. But we have to support and get that money out to the businesses that are there already to keep them open and keep rural Ireland open for business. Yeah. And one more point I would make, I suppose, look, just to get a bit of youth as well into the North East County development and into these boards and committees. I mean, it seems to be the same guys that are in there since I started the IFA maybe 10 years ago. And I would be promoting getting young guys in and getting a different perspective.